Been preaching the last several weeks about Lot and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. We saw last week how God sent angels to warn Lot, to kind of survey the city, and then to warn Lot that it was time to leave. And so they took Lot and his wife and his two daughters out of the city. The rest of his family would perish in the destruction of the city. But they took them out of the city and they went to a little town called Zoar. And they stayed in Zoar while Sodom was destroyed. And Lot's wife turned around to look at the destruction of Sodom. And she was vaporized and turned into a pillar of salt. And that happened to her because God had warned them, don't look back. Look not behind thee, lest thou be consumed. That was what they were supposed to do. And she disobeyed God and looked back, and she was vaporized. So that's what happened last week. And then this week, we find Lot and his daughters in the city of Zoar, and Sodom has been destroyed. Lot's family has been killed other than these two daughters. He's lost his wife. And so he's necessarily a little nervous, and so we'll read about that this morning. So the title of the message this morning is Letting Your Daughters Go to the Dogs. Letting Your Daughters Go to the Dogs. And we're reading about what happened to Lot and his daughters. So I'll read the first verse, verse 30, and then we'll pray and then we'll begin. The Word of God says in Genesis chapter 19 and verse 30, And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, and he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us be in your house this morning. I do pray that you would bless the message this morning. I pray you bless the children in Children's Church. I pray that you would please forgive me for my sins. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to preach your word. And I pray for all these that are here that are saved, that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to receive your word. I pray if anyone here is not saved, that you convict them and save their souls before it's too late. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So letting your daughters go to the dogs, Genesis 19 and verse 30. And the first thing we see is that Lot moves his family out of town. So they have gone to Zoar. Lot actually asked the angels when they were destroying Sodom. He said, can you please spare Zoar? Because it's a little city. Probably because Lot said he was afraid to go to the mountains lest some evil befell him. But probably it was because they had gotten used to living with the conveniences of the city, and he wanted a small city preserved for him and his wife. But of course, now his wife has died. And so the Bible says, and Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain. So he's pretty nervous at this point. His family's been killed. He only has his two daughters left. His wife has turned into a pillar of salt. And so perhaps Lot thinks I'd better get out of town before God destroys this one too. And so he and his two daughters went with him. For he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. So they move into a cave up in the mountain. And boy, they have fallen pretty far. Here they've gone from being prominent people in the town of Sodom to losing everything, and now they're living in a cave, in a mountain. And the second thing we're going to see is the corrupted morals of Lot's daughters in verses 31 through 35. And the firstborn said unto the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. So the Life Application Study Bible says, in this pitiful sequel to the story of the destruction of Sodom, we see two women compelled to preserve their family line. They were driven not by lust, but by desperation. They feared they would never marry. Lot's tendency to compromise and refusal to act reached its peak. He should have found right partners for his daughters long before this. Abraham's family wasn't far away. Now the two daughters stooped to incest, showing their acceptance of the morals of Sodom. We are most likely to sin when we are desperate for what we feel we must have. And so they committed this sin. Now, understand that at this time, it was not an unusual thing for family to marry close relatives. But, Abraham married his half-sister, and that nothing was thought bad about that at this time period. However, in fact, it wasn't forbidden by the law until the law of Moses. But at this time, even amongst the heathen, it would have been considered a perverse and wicked thing to have sexual relations with your father or mother. That was a disgusting, despicable thing. In fact, when we get to the New Testament, we find in the church of Corinth a man having sexual relationships with his stepmother. And Paul said, in the New Testament, he said, this is something that is so perverse that it's not even spoken of amongst the heathen. So even at this time, it was still considered a wicked thing. And it shows you how far that these two girls have fallen, in that they would do something like this. When Sodom was destroyed, their whole world was gone. That's all they'd known. And so they thought, well, we're never going to find husbands, and, everybody's dead. That was their whole context. So they did this wicked sin. We are most likely to sin when we are desperate for what we feel we must have. Dave Guzik says, evidently they decided it was the only thing to do under the circumstances except to trust God, which did not seem to occur to them at all. That's usually the way it is. We do everything but trust God. Why pray when you can worry, right? And so we do everything but trust God. But that didn't seem to occur to them. Obviously, living in Sodom affected more than Lot. The effects were also clearly seen in his daughters. So what we see is wine and incest. Wine and incest. And they made their father drink wine that night. Now, I wonder where they got the wine. They certainly didn't get it from the cave. There was no liquor store in the cave. So they had to have brought it, either gotten it out of Zoar or taken it out of Sodom when they left. Nonetheless, they had it. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down nor when she arose. So he must have drank quite a bit of wine here. You'd have to drink a lot, especially if you drink, and I have no doubt that Lot drank. So he'd have to drink quite a bit in order to be so out of it that he didn't know what was going on. The Bible says in Proverbs 31:6, give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Obviously, they decided they probably said, look, Dad, you're upset. Mom's dead. Everybody's dead. Everything's gone. Here's, some wine. And they obviously had quite a bit of it to get him that drunk. So he started drinking, got pass out drunk. Genesis 19:34, and it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down nor when she arose. And so, again, they do this a second night, and he just doesn't know what's going on, which is probably good for him. I imagine he might have been horrified by this had he known what was going on. He probably would have been, although Lot is not a man of the most utmost morals himself. And if you want to know why the daughters might have thought this was okay, you need only look at their dad. Because if you go back to Genesis 19, 7 and 8, this is in the city of Sodom. When the Sodomites are surrounding their house and they want the two angels that are visiting, Lot says this. He says, "I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof." So Lot was willing to sacrifice his two virgin daughters to the Sodomites of the city, the men of the city, for them to rape his daughters so that he could protect his guests. And so he was a man of very few morals himself, and his daughters no doubt learned that most anything would be okay from their dad and from being raised in the city of Sodom. So we see wine and incest. By the way, the Bible warns against the abuse of wine. It warns against the dangers of it. Look not upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup. At last, it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. And so the Bible warns against the dangers of it. And the Bible says that it's not for, in the verses we read earlier in Proverbs, it says it's not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and pervert the judgment of any of the oppressed. And so we need to be very careful. If you find yourself hiding alcohol and going around and not telling people about it and getting drunk quite often, then you have a problem and you need help. And that's just the truth, right? There are folks here that have an occasional glass of wine. I don't have any problem with that. But if you find yourself hiding the alcohol and doing those kind of things, then you need to get some help. And there are counselors that'll be happy to help you. They really will. And I'm not. It's a very serious thing. It's a very serious thing. So the Bible teaches that Lot was a man of very low morals, and his daughters followed the same pattern. There is a singer, probably none of you will know this singer, but he recently became a Christian. Before he became a Christian, he put out lots of very filthy music, but he became a Christian recently. And his name is Kanye West, and he has a song where he talks about daughters. And this is what he said. Well, there it goes. This is what he says. He has two daughters, I think. So this is what he says. He says, "When you got daughters, always keep them safe. Watch out for vipers. Don't let them indoctrinate." And so there are evil people that want to destroy our daughters. I have to remember that with my daughter, Bella. I have to remember that there's evil people that want to indoctrinate Bella and want to turn her heart away from God and from things that are right. And I have to protect my daughter. And some of you don't have daughters, you have sons. So if you have sons, the same thing's true. There's evil people that want to corrupt your sons. And that's why it's important that we keep our families in church, that we bring our families up in church, and that when we get older and our families have their own families, that we encourage our families, even if they won't go to church, we keep encouraging them to go to church. Because grandparents and parents that have adult children still have a responsibility to set the example for their children. And so even if your children or grandchildren do not go to church, you have to set the example and go to church yourself and encourage them to get in church and to live right. Amen? That's the truth. We have to encourage them to live right. And part of that comes from our example. And I'm certainly not a perfect example, but I try to... Obviously, I'm the pastor, so my kids have to come to church. They have no choice, but they love coming to church. And so I want to raise my kids in church. I want to raise them right. I want to encourage them to follow Jesus. I want Zach to get saved. Gracie's been saved and baptized recently, and we praise the Lord for that. But Lot let his daughters go down the wrong path. He let them go to the dogs. And we see the results of their sin in verses 36 through 38. These are sad results, but this is what happened. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. That's a shameful thing. At that time, I don't even know if this is biologically possible today, but at that time, they could have children by their father. I haven't done a study on whether that's any longer biologically possible. I know in some parts of Alabama that may still happen. Sorry. Did you hear the Alabama governor's mansion burned down? All that was left was the axles. All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, years ago when I was preaching in jail, there was a guy that told Alabama jokes, and so I've got lots of them. And I have to tell them somewhere. I mean, I can't just hold them all in. Let's see. But in all seriousness, this is a shameful thing. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. Now, another thing that happened is their children turned out to be great enemies of Israel, people that gave Israel a lot of trouble in the future. And the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab. You've heard of the Moabites. Well, that's where they came from. They came from this incestuous relationship. The same as the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son and called his name Benami. And the same as the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. Now we've heard through our studies of the Moabites and the children of Ammon. And it's important to understand that these people became enemies of Israel and a pain to Israel. And this all came as a result of this sin and the corrupted morals of Lot's daughters. But the corrupted morals of Lot's daughters didn't start with Lot's daughters. They started with Lot, a man who decided that instead of following God, that he would follow his wallet and he would go to the city of Sodom, even though it was wicked and known for being wicked and corrupt. He thought, well, I'll take my children there, and if I can provide them with a good life where they have everything they need, everything will be okay. And a lot of people make that mistake. They leave God out and they think if we can have a house and we can have cars and we can have all these wonderful things, then my children will be okay. And they ignore the most important thing, which is God, morals, being taught right, being lived right, being taught the Bible and all of that. And so he ignored the most important thing to get the things that he thought were the most important, and his family was ruined. And so the lesson that I believe to us from this, I take a particular lesson from this for my daughter to protect her and my son as well. And I think the lesson for all of us from this is our families and what kind of an example we're going to have for our families and how we're going to lead our families and raise our families, because each one of us, especially the men here, have a responsibility to lead their family, and the ladies have a responsibility to set a good example for their children and grandchildren. We all do, and so we need to get our children into church. If they're out of church, we need to be in prayer for them that they'll find church. They don't necessarily have to come to this church. We'd love if they would. But if they go to Rockbridge, wherever they go, they need to get in church, and we need to be in prayer for our families. And so let's not make the same mistake as Lot. Probably nobody here is going to be as bad as Lot was, but Lot's an example to all of us. And the truth is, just a little bit of compromise led to the destruction of his family. Remember that before Lot ever lived in Sodom, he pitched his tent towards Sodom. He just started going in that direction. It was just a little bit of compromise. He probably never intended to move into town. He just wanted the well-watered plain of Sodom for his cattle. He wanted a nice area, and everything was fine, but he pitched his tent. The Bible's very specific. He set up his tent and faced it towards Sodom, and he started looking at Sodom, and then he and his wife said, "Wouldn't it be nice if we lived in Sodom? There are so many things for our children in Sodom." So they moved into Sodom, and then his family was destroyed. So just a little bit of compromise. We need to watch our Christian walk. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these thy people. I thank you for the lessons we learned from Lot and his family and the destruction of his family. And I do pray that you would please help us not to follow down that same path. I pray that you'd help us to protect our daughters and sons and grandchildren, and that you would help us to pray for them and encourage them to get in church, and that we live good examples before them. For we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray if anyone here does not know you as Savior, Lord Jesus, I pray that today you would convict them through your Holy Spirit and show them that even though we're sinners, that you died for us on the cross and rose from the dead, and that we put our faith, that those who have not been saved would put their faith in you and be born again this morning. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above every name. Amen.